And now this is a dictation for Rita, R-I-T-A, perfect, P as in Paul, E-R, F-I-T-T, July 2754, addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, or 631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Rita. With advanced renal failure, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, recent problems of low magnesium. Last visit was in November. Blood pressure medicines recently adjusted by Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, with increase of the tetazosin. She's trying to do low salt, raising weight and appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, edema improved, no chest pain, palpitation or syncope, stable dyspnea, uses CPAP machine, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. Few months back, admitted to the hospital, Alma and Midland, for a number of other symptoms, but a diagnosis of adrenal gland bleeding without any trauma or anticoagulation, followed by endocrinology surgeon in Midland. She has also underlying COPD. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the vitamin D125. Metoprolol, tetazosin, inhalers, diabetes on insulin, as well as Invokana, Invokana. Next paragraph, today weight 153, blood pressure 142.58, COPD abnormalities, but distant clear, bilateral JVD, has a systolic murmur, probably aortic stenosis, appears to be regular, no pericardial rupture, there is obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, masses, or ascites, I don't see major edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from today. Chronically low platelets, 81, anemia 10.7, normal white blood cell, low lymphocytes, no other chemistries were done. Early January, sodium potassium acid base normal, creatinine 1.7, stable over time for a GFR of 31, stage 3 to 4, low albumin, normal calcium, normal phosphorus. Previously low magnesium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, clinically stable, no progression, no symptom, no dialysis. Next number, presently normal electrolyte acid-base balance. Next number, on treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, COPD inhalers. Next number, blood pressure, fairly well controlled. On a recent increase on tetazosin. Presently not on diuretics, not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next number, recent problems of adrenal gland hemorrhage. No trauma anticoagulation, does have, however, low platelet count. Next number, prior low magnesium, no recent levels available, and she denies diarrhea. She's not on diuretics. Continue monitoring over time. End of dictation.